said in the previous session that Maulana Sheikh Nazim, Maulana Grand Sheikh, Sheikh Abdullah Dagestani, may Allah bless his soul, he used to go to that store, to that man, to buy groceries. And that man was giving them things by trying to put in his hand under the scale in order to give them more what they are buying. بغير حساب. He said he is giving them because to his love of Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, to his love to of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And because he knows that they are going to distribute it in Allah's way, so he wants to share that reward and that benefit. Especially when poor people comes to him, he used to give them without any delay more than what they are buying, because he is looking for akhirah, not looking for dunya. And Grand Sheikh used to say, I came to your store to buy from you for your sake, not for my sake. To take from you, because then you will be rewarded, because what we take is not taking to ourselves. We are taking for the Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for the people who are in need. They are not taking to make themselves fat. They are taking to feed the others. These days, human beings, they take for themselves to become more fat. They don't think about those homeless and those poor people. He said, my sheikh used to send me to many places like that. And many of the ulama at that time calls me and they asked me, we are not seeing you, where are you? Since long time we didn't see you. He says, I am in my work, in my job. I uballigh awamr shaykhi.
Fulfill my orders.
I fulfill the orders of my sheikh. And they ask me, we don't see you coming sleeping in the house. Where are you sleeping? He say, no one knows where I am sleeping except my teacher. Because no one knows what kind of responsibility is on my shoulder. Awliya Allah means he is describing here that he used to move in space through tai.
Folding
space, folding and moving against time and against space, distances, to reach areas where he is in need, they are in need for him, for his presence. And that's why Sayyidina Abu Yazid al-Bastami, he said, used to reflect himself and appear in at least in 24,000 different places in the same time, depending on his duties and his responsibilities. And he used to send ashkalu,
his shape,
his images to different places in order that people can see him, appeared here, appeared there, appeared there, appeared there, and help those people in what they need. He said one time, came to me the head of ulama, and he was very weak. And my teacher told me, treat him. I looked at him, I felt that he is very sick. And at that time he had sickness that it's very difficult to treat at that time. These days they are treating it, but at that time they are difficult to treat. Immediately I ordered an animal to be slaughtered, and we'll say which animal later, not now. And without telling him what he was eating, I was giving him the meat of that animal with bread. I make soup from that meat, and I give him that meat and bread. I use with my hand used to cook and to bake the bread from flour, and I give him. He was so slim, like the stick of the pool table. Very slim. Who is slim here? I'm not seeing anyone slim here. Mashallah, all of you are big like me. So doctors, they said there is no medicine for him. It's impossible. He's going to die. He said, my sheikh used to send me to such people around the world, and I appear in different images, shapes, in order to treat them from sickness. My duty is to be, I was tabib, tabibul kulub wa tabibul ajsam, doctor of hearts and doctor of body. It depends what they need. If they need fixing their hearts, I send them energy, power. If they need fixing of their body, I treat them according to what is I see written there in the hidden knowledge, what kind of medicine is found in herb or in animals. So what kind of meat is eating that? Tiger, lion, donkey, cat, we'll see. His name was Bahauddin, and he was treating him. And for 3 months, after 3 months, he became very strong and his sickness disappeared. So all these ulama and these doctors, especially these doctors whom they said that he is going to die, because he was the head of scholars, so not everyone knows him. They used to come to Sheikh Sharafuddin and ask him, what happened to him? How he gained back his power and he became strong. He say and point to me, ask that doctor, don't ask me. He treated him. He said, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through ma'rifah, knowledge, Allah granted His Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam two kind of knowledge, ilaj al-ilaj al-zahiri,
outer, the apparent.
We need the ilaj,
healing.
The healing, the physical healing and the spiritual healing. And awliyaullah, they inherited that. So I looked, I saw what is written there, that this person has to eat this for 3 months, he will be cured. So according, not according to what you describe, according to what has been described by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of promises, that this person in this day going to be sick, if he eats this, he will be cured. So according to what is written on the preserved tablets, awliya Allah can know what kind of medicine you have to give the patients in order to be cured. Today they guess. And they need hundreds and thousands of machines. They are there in order to rule out that sickness, rule out this one, rule out the other one, rule out this one, until they find at the end one problem. Awliyaullah, they don't look that. They have their own MRI machine. They look at you, they look at the preserved tablet. They see what is your sickness and what is the treatment. Because Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, لِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٍ.
For every sickness there is medicine.
For every sickness there is a cure. There is a medicine that cure. Finish. You cannot have doubts in Prophet's words. Means every sickness has a cure. But who knows the cure? Not everyone. They think today that every sickness has a cure means these doctors knows all the cure. No. Awliya Allah, they know. They look, they know what is the sickness, they know what is the cure for it. And Mawlana looked at the preserved tablet by order of his sheikh and by inheritance that knowledge and that power from Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. He saw that he needs to eat that meat for 3 months. So he brought that meat to him. 3 months is finished. If someone has a cancer, awliya Allah, look, okay, what you need to do? They don't need to take a biopsy and check and then say, oh, you have a cancer, and then you have to take your hand, or you have to take your feet, or you have to take your head. Sometimes they cut your head. Say, we have to, what's he saying? To cut this because amputated. So now they amputate feet and legs. Now later they are going to amputate head. Easy. Send him to grave. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give the shifa. Awliya Allah can say to you, okay, recite 100 times salawat, you get shifa. Finish. You don't need more. Is what they say. And Allah will give cure. There is cure for everything. Don't worry that there is no cure. No. Awliya Allah, from far away, they say, Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim, that person cure. So he looked. He said, that person going to be cured with that animal, meat of that animal. What was that animal? What was? Huh? You know? Anyone knows? I don't know. That animal was a horse. Meat of horse, cure from tuberculosis, he said. Why? Because horses, you see sometime in Hollywood today, they Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give these people there some kind of inspiration, although they are, Allah knows where they will be in the judgment day. They are not on the Sirat Mustaqim. But in order to give some kind of hit to hint to human being, to Ummatul Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, you see them, they have white horse now with flying wings. You don't see? They don't put a donkey with a flying wings. But they put a horse, isn't it?
No.
Because it's significant. So he said that horses, Allah created them and left them in paradise. That's why people love horses. That's why horses were being used for many purposes. Horses was being asked to leave paradise, like all of animals to leave paradise at one time. But he refused. He said, I will not go out. I'm staying here. I look nice, I look beautiful. I don't want to go out. You other wants to go out, go out. So the donkey went out. Everyone went out. And the horse never agreed to go out. And the angels came to the horse and they said, you are a cure for sick people. Allah made your meat to be cure, to be a medicine for people who are sick in tuberculosis. So that's why you are going to be of benefit for a human race. And the horse said, if I am going to be a benefit of a human race, I will leave. I will go, because Allah created everything for the sake of Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And Sayyidina Muhammad is from human race. I'm sacrificing my Jannah to my Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Look how much animals they have respect to Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And these square-headed people today, Wahhabi people, they don't have any respect to Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And left. And for that sickness, that meat of the horse is the cure for human race from tuberculosis. He said at that time, seven big doctors wrote that in this article, and they begin to treat their patients from that time on horse meat. Today they are not doing it. Might be today they are taking the extract, because they give you tablets or injections, these pharmaceutical companies, might be they are extracting it from horse meat. Who knows? We have to ask them. And they wrote it in the newspaper, and at that time they were asking who has in that area who has horse meat, horse that he doesn't want, let them sell it to the hospital of tuberculosis. And they were using them to cure the sick people. He said, my teacher used to send me to treat something like that around this earth, and this was one of my specialty that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to me, that awliyaullah, they have different specialties, and one of them of mine was this, to go around and check who is sick and help sick people. He said that they used to say that horse meat, although they eat it, but they say it's makruh, donkey meat. And donkey meat is, you cannot eat it, it's makruh. And horse meat is also makruh, disliked. that? Why it is disliked? Although it is a treatment, horse meat is a treatment for sick people. He said because if they are going to slaughter horses, at that time there was no cars, there was no vehicle to take you transportation from one place to other. Then you will not find anything for transportation, or you cannot find anything that they can use in the fighting the aggressors against them. So that's why it was said it's makruh, but it's recommended because of it. When you need it for sick people, you can slaughter it. He said there was a woman that my sheikh has sent me to check her, and she was very sick and she's going to die. Same sickness is tuberculosis. I looked at her in my hidden knowledge that I inherited from Prophet ﷺ. I found that if she eats dry raisin, zabib, she will be okay. So I was giving her for 3 months dry raisin. After 3 months, that sickness of tuberculosis is gone. So it depends, as I said before, what kind of sickness you have and what kind of cure Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wrote for you. Not everybody is the same as the other. Today they treat everyone the same for the same sickness. No, awliya Allah, they look. Because as Prophet said, بِكُلِّ دَاءٍ دَوَاءٍ, for every sickness there is a cure. And the belief is important. Always belief will cure you. Always, yani your faith will believe you, will cure you. Al-i'tiqad is the faith in the what the Shaykh is giving you, or what Prophet ﷺ has mentioned, the prophetic medicine. It will cure you. Because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will send that cure. And your body will release hormone according to your psychology, according to what you are focusing on, and you will be rejuvenated. He said one time, one of the students of my sheikh, his feet begin to be swollen. And he got gangrene. And they said to him, we have to cut your leg, or else you will die. He didn't want to cut his leg. He said, it's better for me to die, not to cut my leg. He went back to Sheikh Sharafuddin and said, yeah, oh my Sheikh, they want to cut my leg. And they said, I cannot live if they don't cut my leg, and I don't want to cut my leg. His name was Ahmed. And he said, go to my son, Sheikh Abdullah Dastani, he will check you. So he came to me, and he said, this is what happened to my leg. And Maulana looked at his leg, and saw that it is swollen. Allah said in Holy Quran, والخبيث للخبيثات الخبيثون.
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الخبيثات للخبيثين والخبيثون للخبيثات والطيبات للطيبين والطيبون للطيبات أولئك مبرؤون مما يقولون لهم مغفرة ورزق كريم.
He said الخبيثات للخبيثين. خبيثات means anything that is bad, disgusted, disgusting.
Vile
with vials. And tayyibat,
good
or sweet with sweet. So if you have something that is bad, you can treat it with bad. You can treat it in the same, with the same procedure. Al-jinsu ma' al-jins. The gender is with the gender, not gender male and female, but the substance. What is bad substance with bad substance, you can treat it with something bad. And that's why penicillin is a bacteria. Mm-hmm. And they treat, it become like antibiotic to clear you from the sickness that you have, like tuberculosis is treated by penicillin. So something bad with something bad has to be treated with something bad. And something good, that's why snake vipe, you say?
Poison.
They use to cure people with it. So bad with bad. خبيثات للخبيثين. والطيبات للطيب. And طيبات, good, is for good people. And that's why Allah said in Holy Quran, the bad ladies with the bad man, and the bad man with the bad ladies, and the good man with the good ladies with the good man. So he said, I looked, I saw that is something vile. Vile. Bad. So how to treat it? It has to be with something bad. So I looked in the notes that appeared to me like light of words, letters comes, like when they read a newspaper or they need a news on the TV, what they see this news broadcast, they see scrolling, yeah, the lights. I saw that for that person to be treated, it has to be treated through pig, because pig is dirty, and that sickness is dirty. Today they will go crazy if you do that. They will not accept. But Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, "Likulli da in dawa," for every sickness there is a cure. I look, it's written there. You can treat that with pig. So I send after the hunter, and it has to be a wild pig. And he went and got that pig. They skin him and they put, and I ordered them to put the feet of that man with the intestine of the pig and wrap it. And we left him 15 days wrapped with that. He said, after 15 days, we brought all these doctors. They don't accept that. And we brought pharmaceutical company. And we opened his leg. It's still today in the newspaper, he said. And as we opened, we saw that all this bad blood has already came out, and his from his leg, this all this sickness that become black when it have gangrene, so it disappear and the leg became white. Very cure. He said to the doctors, now it's your duty to wrap it for him, and for our duty is finished. His feet came back as it was before his leg, with no any nuksaniya. Perfect. The man said, I will give my life for my sheikh, for my teacher, what he did for me. He stood at the door of his teacher until he died. And then he came to Jordan, Amman, and he died in Amman. This is some things that Grand Sheikh used to do, and he was describing this of curing people through different ways before, in as we said in 27 of Rajab 1394. وَمِنَ اللَّهِ التَّوْفِيقِ. May Allah bless you. And we will continue, inshallah, next sahba, next time. Hurmat al-Fatiha. So cure, it is in the hand of awliya Allah. And they can cure any sickness. Because Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah gave him that secret to cure any sickness. With salawat on Prophet, any sickness will be cured. With recitation, praising Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam by saying, Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Masdaru shifa, he is the source of cure. طب القلوب وشفائها وعافية الأبدان وضيائها. That is praising on Prophet, that he is the source and the core of medicine to cure. The cure in the medicine of praising Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alaihi wasallam. We'll inshallah we'll write this on paper and we give it to people to recite it. You get it, give it to Sahir, to Tahir, let him write it and email it to everyone who needs that kind of cure, inshallah, prophetic cure. And don't worry, inshallah, Allah, with the love of Sayyidina Muhammad, will cure us, cure every sick person, and with astaghfirullah, Allah cure also people. Wa min Allahi tawfiq bi hurmat al-Fatiha.
Small.